No, the children are going to do their nativity now, and I've been asked to ask all the children to come to the front. So if you come to the front and find a seat on the floor, then you can see the action right at the front here as well. And over to you guys.
What's the matter?
It's Christmas time again.
Isn't that a good thing?
Not really. These days it's all about stuff. They've all forgotten why they're celebrating in the first place.
Hey, this will cheer up. Look over there at school.
Now, children, we are having our special Christmas show and tell today, and I hope you've all brought something from home that reminds you of Christmas. Hands up if you brought something in. Brilliant. I think, Tim, we'll start with you. Can you stand up and show us what have you brought that reminds you of Christmas?
Christmas tree and decorations.
A Christmas tree and decorations. And what else does Christmas make you think of?
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas. Hands up, who likes getting presents at Christmas? Me too. Jana, what do you have? Do you want to stand up and show us?
A Christmas stocking.
Christmas stocking. Sophie, have you brought some presents in? Sophie has brought this lovely candle. Is that from home, Sophie? Wow. And Lula, you've brought something.
I have
brought
a Christmas cracker.
Hands up, who likes hearing the Christmas cracker jokes at Christmas?
Me.
It's a lot of fun to have Christmas dinner with our families, isn't it?
See? That's why I'm depressed. 2,000 years on and humans still don't get it.
Wait, they aren't finished yet.
Maddie, what do you have?
An angel from the top of the Christmas tree.
And Johnny, have you brought something? Johnny has bought a shepherd's costume from his school nativity play. That's brilliant.
Well, at least they're getting a bit closer. I remember that night well.
Me too, but I think we gave the shepherds a bit of a fright.
I love this story. Tell it again, but start from the beginning.
That's a very long story, but if you insist, back in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Not that beginning. We'll be here all day. The bit where Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem.
Oh, sorry. Well, Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem from their hometown of Nazareth.
Because of the census.
Yes, because of the census. Joseph was descended from King David, so he had to register his family in Bethlehem.
The town of David.
Yes, the town of David. Mary was about to have her baby.
No ordinary baby.
Am I telling this or you?
Sorry, I just get so excited about this story.
As I was saying, Mary was about to have her baby, but the town was full of travellers. They couldn't find a place to stay. Eventually, they found a kind innkeeper who offered to let them stay in a stable, and that's where the baby was born. Not in a palace or even a comfortable stable, or not even a comfortable cot, but in a stable, sleeping in an animal feeding manger.
We couldn't understand it at the time. It seemed so upside down that he would become one of them.
And then the father sent us to break the good news. We're expecting to be sent to kings or rulers.
Or the priests, so they can go and worship their Messiah.
But the father had another plan. We were sent to the shepherds.
Thank you.
angels appeared to them at first. The shepherds were afraid, but they listened to the message.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Then the rest of us revealed ourselves. It was quite a night.
Then the shepherds hurried off to find a baby before going to tell other people what had happened.
Class, you've brought in such lovely things to remind us of Christmas. Noah, what have you brought in?
Oh dear, just when I thought they were getting closer. See, I told you, no one understands what Christmas is really about.
Don't be too hard on them. It was just the same 2,000 years ago. None of the Jewish priests went to look for him. The only ones who understood were some wise men from the east.
And Simeon in the temple.
Well, technically yes, but...
And Anna.
Yes, yes, I know.
And I think Mary had a fair idea.
Don't be picky. My point is that the Jewish priests should have known better. They had been given the words of the prophets, but they didn't recognise the Messiah when he came.
But the wise men from the east figured it out, and they travelled all that way to find him.
Look, everyone, there's a new star in the sky. This is the star we've been waiting for. We've been studying these scriptures for years now, and the timing is right. The King of the Jews is about to be born.
So what should we do?
Well, I don't know about you, but I want to see him for myself. Prophet Isaiah said he was the descendant of David.
So let's go to Jerusalem. King Herod lives at the palace there.
Then we should look there first. Let's take some gifts with us for the new king.
We better get going. It's a long way to Jerusalem.
Didn't quite go to plan when they got to King Herod though, did it?
Well, maybe it doesn't seem that way. But the father always knew what would happen. He warned him in a dream not to go back to Herod.
And warned Joseph to get his family out of danger and go to Egypt for a while.
There was a plan all along. Everything that had happened then and afterwards was just as it was supposed to happen.
Okay, I see your point, but it still doesn't change my opinion. It seems that these days humans just don't care about the real meaning behind Christmas. All they care about is having fun and getting presents.
Not all of them, look.
Thank you so much, everyone, for bringing in your things from home. You've brought in wonderful things that remind us of all the fun we can have when we celebrate Christmas with our friends and with our family and having lots of food and presents. But I think we've forgotten what the real meaning of Christmas is about. Has anybody brought in something that shows us why we celebrate Christmas? Niamh, what have you brought in?
I've got a baby doll that's about the birth of Jesus.
Yay!
And Jana, I think you have something that shows us why Jesus came.
It's a cross.
You did really, really well, and you've told us about what Christmas is really, really about. All those things that you showed us, they're great things, aren't they? Chocolates, presents, all those kind of stuff. Actually, it's about Jesus being born. So we can enjoy those good things, but let's remember why we celebrate Christmas, that Jesus came for us. I want to say just a big thank you as well to all the people that have put this together. Writing the script, doing the costumes, doing the practices, looking after the kids, getting them through that. So let's give our helpers and our leaders a real round of applause.
Reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. In the Bible, in the Church Bibles, page 1027. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Birgit, thank you very much for reading so clearly for us. And children, thank you very much for your excellent nativity, which has really made my job very easy by already telling us the Christmas story, and in particular, the important part of the Christmas story, Jesus' birth. We're going to spend just a few minutes now reflecting on Luke chapter 2 and thinking about Jesus' birth. And I want us to notice three things about Jesus' birth. And the first is this: it's a royal birth. No, it's not. It's a real birth. Get my headings in the right order. It's a real birth. That may sound rather obvious, but Jesus' birth is a real birth. It's not something that's made up. It's not something that's make-believe. It's a real birth which happened in history. Just to help us get into the mood for this, I thought it'd be helpful just to have a little quiz, a little birthday quiz, just to get us in the mood for this. It's very simple. I'm going to state a birthday fact, and you have to think whether it's true or false. I think we'll say, if you think it's true, stand up. False, stay sitting down. You don't have to take part. But if you would like to take part, stand up for true, sit down for false. Obviously, if you're sitting down, we'll assume you think it's false. Here's the first one. The Queen's birthday. The Queen's real birthday, not official birthday. The Queen's real birthday is on the 20th of April, 1926. 20th of April, 1926. Stand up for true, stay sitting down for false. If you are standing up, you are correct. Well done. Well done. Okay, second one. James Bond's birthday. James Bond's birthday, the 11th of November, 1920. The 11th of November, 1920. Stand up for true, stay sitting down for false. Okay, this is a good one. You'll like this one. You're all right. I'll explain why. His birthday, according to Ian Fleming, was the 11th of November 1920, so in that sense it's true. But of course he's a fictional character, and therefore it's false. So everybody's right. Well done, everybody. My birthday. My birthday. 26th of March, 1981. Anyone? Mr. Rayner. Thank you very much. Okay, I didn't think it would be that obvious. Clearly false, clearly false, clearly false. 1983, I was born. Right. There's some examples of true and false births. Jesus' birth is a true birth. I wonder if you noticed as it was being read to us in from Luke chapter 2, just how many details Luke includes. Luke is a medical doctor by training, by profession. He's a man who is interested in details. Let me just read the first few verses again. And as I'm reading them, listen out for details and facts which point to the truth of his account. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor in Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. Do you notice it? It's full of details. Details that if we'd been around at the time, we could check. Luke wants us to know for certain that Jesus' birth is a real birth. He wants us to know for certain that it really happened, which is why he includes so many details. Jesus' birth is a real birth. Notice, second, Jesus' birth is a royal birth. It's a royal birth. Verse 11 again. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Now, these days, of course, royal births are announced with great fanfare and frenzy. I've got some newspaper headlines of royal births. This could be round two of the quiz, if you like. Let's see if anyone can tell me which royal birth this newspaper headline announced. Anyone got any ideas? Any ideas at all? Here we go. Yes. That's absolutely right. Princess Charlotte in May 2015. The most recent significant royal birth. There's probably been others that we don't know about. Right. Now, here we go. Sorry, that aren't in the news. How about this one? How about this one? Anyone want to hazard a guess at this royal birth? It's Prince William. Absolutely right. Prince William, 1982. Found this very old copy of the Daily Mirror. Anyone want to hazard a guess at this one? You've probably worked out a theme now. Yes, go on. Prince Charles. Absolutely right. Prince Charles back in the 1600s. Yeah, absolutely right. Prince Charles. So royal births these days, great fanfare, newspaper headlines, wall-to-wall news coverage, and so on. Of course, media announcements in first century Palestine weren't quite up to the standards of today. But this royal birth that we've been reading about and listening about was announced with, well, the announcements to end all announcements. This royal birth is announced by angels, a company of the heavenly host. Here they come. Do have a seat, angels. Brilliant angels you were, announcing Jesus' birth. And the angels tell the shepherds that Jesus was born in a royal town, Bethlehem. He was born of a royal line, the line of David. And he's born with a royal title, Christ the Lord. The Christ is the title of God's promised king. Way back in the Old Testament, hundreds of years before Jesus, God had promised that he would send a king, a rescuer king, who would rule his people in a perfect and everlasting kingdom. Jesus, the baby in the manger, is God's king. It's a real birth, it's a royal birth, and notice finally, it's a rescuing birth. It's a rescuing birth. Let me read verse 11 again. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. A savior is someone who rescues. Now, I guess we all know what rescuing is, but I thought it'd be helpful just to play a quick game with the children to demonstrate this. Children, I don't know if you'd be up for this or not. I thought you might. you need to help me out. We're going to play a game. It's called Stuck in the Mud. Do you ever play Stuck in the Mud in the playground? I don't know whether you're allowed to play it anymore, but we're going to play it in here. It's very simple. Sorry, I probably ought to say, if you're visiting church today for the first time, this is a sort of unusual service. Not always stuck in the mud during the services. I'm sorry about that. So children, here's what I want you to do. We're going to play full Stuck in the Mud, but you've got to stay in this room. Okay? Could you go where? Stay in this room and try not to knock anyone over. Okay? If you get caught in Stuck in the Mud, it's very simple. You have to stand like this, and you get rescued by someone crawling through your legs to rescue you. Full on stuck in the mud. Children on your feet. Come on, get out there. Hang on, wait, we need someone who's it. Rossi is it. Here we go. If you're a child, you're playing whether you like, he's coming after you. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Go, get him. Come on, Rossi. Quickly, man. There's one. If you get caught, hey. Here he comes. Do some rescuing. You need to rescue people. Rossi, you've got to catch them. The illustration doesn't work if they don't get rescued. Well done. You got him. They're not stuck. This lot are free. You need to rescue them. Go and rescue them, and then my talk works. If you don't rescue anyone... Oh, yes, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, you're quite safe there. Okay, sorry. Health and safety has kicked in. Well done, kids, well done. Kids of all ages, well done. Have a seat. Did anyone actually, I know lots of people got caught, did anyone actually get rescued? Someone at the back got, well done, brilliant. Someone has been rescued, that's good. So we're all experts on rescuing. Jesus' rescue is, as you might expect, far more significant. We're not told in these verses the direct nature of his rescue, but you get a massive hint to it in what the angels say. Let me read verse 14 to you again. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Jesus' rescue brings peace between men and God. That's why it was absolutely right in a nativity play to have a cross. A cross which reminds us of Jesus' rescuing death. That's why Christmas is such great news. That's why Jesus' birth is right at the center of Christmas. It's a real birth, it's a royal birth, and it's a rescuer's birth. And it's a birth worth celebrating. And we're going to do that as we join together and sing our final carol. We're going to sing Joy to the World, which reminds us what great news it is of Jesus' birth. Let's stand and sing together.